اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. وہ حضرت سے بہت پیارا تھا. ون جملہ ون سینٹینس ویری ویری لونگ سینٹینس وچ ہی مینشنڈ سم ٹائم اگو. سو آئی وانٹ ٹو میک اٹ ایمفسائزنگ ٹو یو دیٹ ریمبر ہی سیڈ ویری لونگ سینٹینس. So we have to stand in our heart that this sentence is most loving. He says, one is you want it according to you, how do you want it? You want everything according to how you want it, you want it that way. Now that what you want according to what you want, and something that which is not according to what you want, you must be prepared to accept that which is that which says, will not work according to your wants. You want like that? You want this? You want everything according to how you want it? Do not trust that. Think that what he wants, I'm going to accept. And who is that he? Allah Ta'ala, what he wants must be according to what you want. Allah Ta'ala, what he wants, that must you want. It's not what you want and not Allah does not want. Then when the Buzu said that this whole world is revolving on my desires, so somebody said, Toba, Toba. He said, no, his desire is my desire. His desire is my desire. So my desire is his desire. See, the world is running because of his desire. So my according to his desire, so I say my desire is according to Allah's desire. So you must not have any desires at all. You must not say, I want like that. Because the moment you say, I want like that, then that's not according to Allah's desire. Everything must be Allah's desire. That is the most important thing to put in your heart. That. He says, when that kind of thought is stamped in your heart all the time, that I have no more desire of any kind, my desire is his desire, and whatever his desire is my desire, but if it is against my temperament, but it's still his desire. It's still his desire. As he said, when you have become so strong in this kind of mind, in your thought of this kind, then it becomes so easy for you that any losses that you have in you, anything that you are faced with different conditions in you, which is against your temperament, but you are still happy with that. Why? Because not me anymore. It's not my desire anymore, it's his desire. I want you to understand this, because it's very important this is. When you got this step in your heart, very important, this is that, in other words, that you not then, you get no kind of mourning or groaning anymore. No good. You find people mourning and groaning and sorrowing and whatever grief they go through is because they want it according to their desire. I wanted it like this. And it not happen like that. Now it won't happen like that, now it means that, you know what, you are going against his desire. And you're getting hurt because you want your own thoughts. But when we begin to think that it is his desire, this was supposed to happen because of his desire, then automatically it becomes so strong in your heart that I can't say anything, his desire. I'm happy with that. You want to become someone, you want to go somewhere, you want to go for Umrah. You make all kinds of information, you know, preparation and this and that, and tell the whole world you go to Umrah. That is your desire that you wanted. But because it's so strong in you that I want it that way, and the next moment you're not going. The reason is because now you've lost everything, because why? Your desire was, I want it my way. But now you think that it's not my desire, it's Allah's desire. The moment you begin to think like that, that I did not go for Umrah, it's his desire. It is his choice, his decision. The moment his decision comes like that, alhamdulillah, I'm very happy, you're still spied. You do not begin to think like what happened now to me now. Hey, I'm not going to go to Umrah. This one. But you feel it was his desire. A person wants to become someone. He wants a certain post, some status. He works so hard and do everything accordingly. He works so hard, right? This examination, all kind of examination does. In the end, he fails. He will not get that position. What was he supposed to be doing? He's supposed to think that my desire was to meet to get that what I'm trying for. But his desire was not getting. His desire? I know one friend that you work very hard to become a judge. Very hard. And they gave him so much of hope that he's going to become a judge. He was looking for heart. He was so, you know, like he's sure, guaranteed I will become a judge. He never became a judge. That he taken him to that extent that he became completely like he could not come out of his house anymore. Because why? You became, you have got in your mind that why my desire is not being fulfilled. But you begin to think, you know what, my desire is his desire. His desire was, I will not get the post, I did not get it. When you got that in your mind, it's automatically you will not do have any grief. Yes, little bit of grief you must get. The reason for having that little grief is why? Then only you get reward. That grief, it does not come, then you won't get reward. That grief must come. But Allah wants to see that that grief came, but how long it lasted? It will not have any age at all. It will not have any age. Immediately it must come out of you. But that little bit is Allahu Akbar, that sabr remains. You know, if that grief came and that was it. Not that you sit with it, khalas. You got your reward. But that is the most important thing. You want your daughter to get married. You need all kind of means, you're taking all the different kind of means to do it. You try your level. Everything in the end, what happened, you do not get what you want. What are you supposed to think? You're supposed to think that my desire was only this boy, but Allah's desire not you. In other words, everything of your desire is no more your desire, it's his desire. It's his desire. This is what how strong we have become in our minds, according to that, I do not have any desire. This is it's a very loving sentence. Loving sentence, it will keep a man away from all kind of depression or anything. You know what's depression. You don't have it. In other words, you become like that, he says. Because you won't think anymore like that. And sabat bin namaz, kyunki sabat ka hona bhi ibadat baat nahi. For that now you need sabat. For that what you're going through, like what you wanted, and say, no, my desire is not important. This is desire. I want children, I got everywhere, but I go to this doctor, I go to that doctor, I go to the wrong places. Today it's sad to say, when you can't get children, go to this temple and that temple. And go to this cupboard and that cupboard. No. No such thing. You try to level with the correct means, you use all the correct means, you never got a child. You know, there's no mourning and grief. The woman mustn't feel hurt at all. She mustn't moan and sit down quietly, sorrow or grief. I did what I was supposed to do, but it's against his desire. I must make my desire his desire. Then his desire is my desire. This is what it was. You want a certain pose, you want a certain pose, you know, you go for this interview, you go for your CV, you send your CV there, not TV, CV there, everywhere. Nothing happens, khalas. Now you're sitting down, what happened? Allah Ta'ala, what He wants you to think, that is the most important, Allah, what Allah wants. That kind of it is, you must have that strong iman in you. That I don't own any desire at all. I don't have any desire. Then only you can do. And Hadith says that sabr ka hona bhi ibadat ke baat nahi hai. What is outside? The person does not want to make sabr. Can you see you making sabr? That is you and you still smile. You still? Then the face shows that you still smile when making sabr. Allah tells Allah Ta'ala نے چاہا کہ اس غم کی صورت پیش آنے پر قضاء بشری اس نے صبر کا کام کیا. Allah wanted that you must get that fear or that غم, what call it, what they call sorrow. Allah wanted it that. So how kind Allah is. I want my bandha to give you the sorrow in him. I want him at this all agree little with him, little bit only. For that I'm rewarding him. For that too? Everything Allah wants to do is good for us. Your business also, you try your level best. You, even if a person comes to realize his business too, looting took place. All kind of, you know what, he made all the necessary arrangements to prevent all kind of harm to take place. Looting took place, lost this, lost that, like that. You can lose everything, but at that time, what are you supposed to think? You're supposed to think this, but this is what coming from who? My desire was not to happen. I made all the necessary arrangements to make sure that nothing must happen. That was what I made. But this arrangement is going to happen. And that thing happens, you're going to get hurt, but you not complain. Saban means not complaining. In short, Saban means Saban means not complaining. But you just overlook whatever can his desire. Not that it affects your namaz also now. So many people today, because of this happening, they don't function salah. So many people, because of whatever they went through of this condition, they have now become like, you know what you call it, they've been so obsessed to that extent that they've been locked up in their own homes. Like it's the end of the world. With Allah Ta'ala is this much that what your desire is my desire. That Buzruq, he was a Sahabi, he was blind. So it so happened that, you know, he was Mustajab al-Dawat. He made dua like that. So when he entered Madinah Makkah Sharif, everyone ran to him to make dua, because he was Mustajab al-Dawat. Allah Ta'ala said, but he was blind. So someone asked him, Hazrat, you're making dua for him, why don't you make dua for yourself? He said, I have to this desire. His desire is my desire. You understood? His desire is this. I don't have any more desires. You see, the moment everything happens because you're looking for your own desires, I want my desire. I want it my way. If I don't have it my way, I can't go forward. You must have this. I got no way. I want his way. I want it. So you have that all the time, and the most important thing is sabr. Allah Ta'ala wanted me sabr, that waqid. The moment a person makes sabr, that means he is according to Allah Ta'ala's lines. I move the Allah Ta'ala. He wanted it that way. That's why I move it. Is there so runs kalana, barana, pa, yo sabr khila, to sabr. To sit down with that thing, you know how people sit today? If something happens, whether it's your status, you know, something happens, people point a finger at you. People point that finger at you, like this person, like this. Oh, you know, now they're trying to run you down now. They try to run you down, they got thoughts about you. Now, somehow you get the message, hey, people are talking bad about me, or some bad record coming out of me, although he's not that person. But because he gets that kind of news, what he was supposed to be doing? He must get that thing that the news came, but I must be having a last decision. One day one person came to me and told me, you know what, I committed a very big crime and I'm in jail. So he came with a few people and told me that they want to let him run away from me to whatever other countries. I said, that's not going to solve the problem. You have to come back here. So I told him, you know what, you're going to jail, so what about it? You're going to jail, so what about it? You're going to jail, they're not going to kill you, go to jail. Sir, I wrote to Hazrat. Brother, this is what happened, and I told him this is a shabash. Well, that is the answer. And Alhamdulillah, he didn't go to jail too. But now, whatever happened, that's between him and Allah Ta'ala. If a person does any wrong in this world, that is between him and Allah. We can't do nothing. Because saved here, he may not be saved there. Only Allah. But just to tell you that how much sabr is wanted. Sabr is. In every way, sabr is you must be happy with Allah's decision, not at all question Allah. I'm needing so much of namaz, you cannot think like that. If a person here thinks like I'm needing too much namaz, that's a claim. I'm needing so much of tasbih, I'm needing so much of nafil, I'm needing so much Quran, and this happened to me. Na'udhu billah. That is a claim. That is a claim. No man must think that I made ibadat, or Allah, I made this ibadat. Why did it happen to me? What are you trying to say? Allah, I made it according to what you want, and this is what happened to me. Now, Allah. There's no claim you make in this ibadat. You're not supposed to. But what you think, I made all this ibadat, is not according to Allah's expectation. You must be still part of that. But do not sit down there after that, leave all your ibadat away too. Become completely to that extent that you don't need Quran anymore too. You don't go to masjid too anymore. Just 2 days ago, 1 week ago, I don't know, something, so I met a friend. I said, you can't. I see a person not coming anymore to masjid. What happened? He tells me that, you know what, his mother passed away. So that means he mustn't come to masjid anymore. His mother passed away, he must come more to the masjid. He must think of the mother more, make dua. But instead of that, he brought in that condition that he completely left the masjid also. What kind of this? That is not happy with Allah. So if his mother passed away, that means he must come more to the masjid. He may suffer on that. So anything that we are faced with, whatever condition Allah has put us into, whatever condition, this is what you stand your heart. I want it that way, but against it, what it is, even according to His ways. My way is no more important than His way. My way is that what. And the only way you come to know this much, that at the time when you face in that situation, you don't complain anything. The slightest bit of sorrow comes, that is something else, but not more than that. Not more. Likewise, ghair ikhtiyari. You know, ghair ikhtiyari is something beyond, not in your powers. Ghair ikhtiyari. One is ikhtiyari is in your powers that you are answerable for. Ghair ikhtiyari is. As we say, ghair ikhtiyari, those things beyond your power, why when those thoughts come in your mind, you pay attention to it? Those thoughts that come in your mind which is beyond your powers. For example, I'll give you an example. You read namaz. When you read namaz, a thought came into you. You did not mean it. That was ghair ikhtiyari. A thought came namaz, you did not bring it, came to you. But now, instead of leaving it alone, not to talk about it, not to think about it, you do your work, you do your work. How it came, it'll go away again. How it came, it'll go away. Instead of looking at it that way, you begin to think of that thing now. Now you're accommodating those things. By you accommodating those things, you brought about more sorrow. You brought more? So Hadith says, ghair wasawis. You know, ghair ikhtiyari, things beyond your control, which you're not supposed to entertain, you bring those in your, and you bring about it more sorrow and grievance. So how important is it when you're present in namaz? When in namaz, thoughts can come, the most filthiest thought can come, not your business. You do your work. How it came, it'll go away. But you're not supposed to entertain. So as it says, it is abhiyatya khilaf. Abhiyatya khilaf. That a person, the thoughts come into him, he's to be doing his own work, he's putting his mind toward those things, he's abdi'at al-khilaf. As an abdi'at a servant, he does not behave like that. He do his work. I'm answerable for whatever I do. No more than that. Now when those thoughts come into your mind and begin to continue with those things in your mind, that the Quran, later, Raza ki taraf dimaag chalaya. सोच में डाल दिया कि तो नहीं इस हो सकता गैर इख्तियार से हालत ना आए अब प्राइंग ए पर्सन ट्राइंग टू नो व्हेन द थॉट कम इन टू हिम एनी काइंड ऑफ डिसाइड टू पुश इट नाउ यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड दोस थॉट दैट केम विदाउट यू ब्रिंग इट यू ट्राई टू पुश कैन गो इट्स नॉट यू डिड नॉट ब्रिंग व्हाट यू ब्रिंग यू कैन पुश व्हाट इट डू व्हाट इज नॉट व्हाट यू व्हाट इट केम ऑन इट्स ओन यू ट्राई टू पुश इट एंड नेवर पुश व्हाट यू डिड यू आर बीइंग वर्थलेस नाउ यू आर मेडिंग वर्थ The moment a thought came in your mind, for example, I'll just give you an example. A thought of a beautiful woman came in your mind, and you're in the mask. You do your work, but now instead of worrying about, let me push that thing, or let something, some bad thought came in your mind, and you try to push it, what are you doing? You have taken your mind, or the what you're supposed to be doing, you left it and put it on those things. And you try to push your mind towards those things which Allah won't question you to. Allah doesn't question you, why did you put your mind away from me? Allah doesn't question it. It came on its own, it has to go on its own. You don't have to put your mind, and it can come, any amount of thoughts can come in your mind, don't let it bother you if you did not bring it. I'm always telling everyone, the problem with us is this much. We put our mind too much anything. Can we begin to combat it? Fight the thing. How can you fight something which you do not do? When the thought came on your own, on its own, it's going to go on its own. And if it stays right in the namaz, you don't allow one person into it. You do your work. Yes, but the moment those thoughts come into you and you begin to push the thing now, you put in your mind towards it, Allah Ta'ala can question it. This is called ghair ikhtiyari. Ghair ikhtiyari is beyond your control. And that is abdik ke khilaf. Against abdik. So, nahi ho sakta, patience. Everything will come into you, all kind of thoughts will come into you, but that was more than your strength. But you must not. This is what is the problem with us. Like my Guna Salat. And then dreams also. Dreams is something people today, everyone wants to see dreams. Give me some interpretation. I want interpretation of dreams. Every time you know, get one, please give me interpretation. Whereas it's written there in the kitab, if you see Nabi Karim in a dream also, but if and another person never saw Nabi Karim in a dream at all in his life, but if his life is according to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is more acceptable than that person who saw the dream of Nabi Karim, his life is completely against him. Allah Ta'ala will not give any judgment according to dreams, right? Allah Ta'ala will give according to your actions. One person came and tell me he saw Nabi Karim, I said, MashaAllah. I won't encourage him. But no way written that if you see Nabi Karim, you go to Jannah. So this is what it is, a bure khabir thing. Haftala se sabhi de rahe hai. A koi pareshan ko nahi karna. Any kind of thoughts that come which is not, you do not bring on yourself. It came on you only. As you say, I'm comforting you. I'm consoling you. But remember this much, that you know what? There's no ilaj for that. There's no remedy for that. There's no harm for you. Worry about it. Khwabon se kya jaane di nuksan ko? What is nuksan? What loss in seeing a khwab? You saw a khwab, so what about it? A person, he sees a khwab in Jannat, enjoying Jannat, enjoying the best of fruits, enjoying the fruit. When you look up the Jahannam, what happened then? You enjoy that. Another person is in Jahannam, he's seeing Jannat, in a dream, he's seeing Jahannam all the time. When you look up, he's still a Jannat. Everything is in upon Allah Ta'ala. That person, it will not bother him. That dream is not affecting also. But he is in Jahannam because Allah will not do that. Because his whole life is upon the Sunnah of the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dunya is jani. That's why people should write to Hazrat Khani rahmatullahi alayhi. If you saw a dream, and they say, what a khab hai. And sometimes they say, khab se koi munasibat nahi hai. Khase? Then baat samajh aati. Allah ki tasalli. How about Allah Ta'ala is giving us so much consoling us that any kind of cause will come. Or khab ho se kya jani nuksan hua? Kya khabur nuksan? As they say, in khir, in the khab, in the dream, what have you lost? You lost your status? You lost your life? You lost your life? You lost anything? You lost nothing. So what is there to worry about? Khilne, tumhari, lihaza, befikr, balke, karwat se tumhari, badal do. Change your position. Lahaw la quwwat a'udhu billahi minashaitan rajim. And carry on. If you see the worst dream, a frightening dream, turn or take a'udhu billahi minashaitan rajim. Khalas. Now you don't sit down in that dream there. Lahaw la. A fikr wo ho jao ke run kyu hua khwab se. Jani nuksan ho gaya. Kuch mali nuksan ho gaya. This is what you must think to yourself at the time when you see a dream of that kind. Did I lose any wealth? Did I lose my life? Did I lose my iman? This kind of thing you are doing yourself, to console yourself. What is a dream? A dream is that. One person saw a dream. Those dreams are not like our dreams. You know, our dreams are thoughts. Whole day you're thinking of someone. You think of someone, you can dream, but it's all dream. Or you were thinking while you were sleeping, you were thinking of something. Okay. And sometimes from next person it reflects to you too. If the wife is sleeping, then she's thinking of something, it reflects to you too. And when you're sleeping, it reflects to her too, while you're sleeping. So you're thinking, hey, what? Our dreams are not important. Our dreams will not pay attention. We must look into our lives. Follow the Sunnah of the Nabi Karim. Become straightforward. Let us not bother dreams and all. It takes no interest. So this person, he saw a dream that he is having relations with his mother. Now if you and I will live at that dream, it's so bad. What? Dream nothing. But the interpretation of the dream was about knowledge. Interpretation of the dream was knowledge. Like another person saw a dream that he was sitting on the tongue of Jibreel. Now if you think, hey, what a nice dream that is. All the time the person told him, go look under your bed or somewhere, the piece of Quran is kept there. So what do we know what a Quran is? So dreams are only for other people. We must get in our lives, get in the right thing to do. None, so as you say, none, jani nuksan. You saw a dream, Khuda na kare, a person see a dream, whole house is looted. You wake up, the house is alarm. Your house is alarm. Everything changed, sukoon, alhamdulillah. Nobody was in. Siddhartha, he lost nothing. He lost the respect. He lost nothing. Everything in order. So, क्योंकि उन वसाइल के आने पर उन जेल इसका ये सब आता है पर अमल कस का कोई दखल नहीं है. Do not put your mind to the thing. The mind is a very important thing when you go into it. This mind is a very dangerous thing. That's why they say, you know, that one who starts when the children were children, you know, they can start in a lot of trouble. Let's do something with it. So one person said, you got a headache. Chala jao, what headache? I'm okay. Another child, no other, you got headache. Now few people, children got to the other, you got to the headache. Hey, I think I got headache. That's how we are. So when this motor is there, Ustad, you know, I'm sick, now let me go home. Papa is at home, what happened? You came very early today. No, I'm not feeling bad, it's just you're sick. Headache, oh. When she took out the food, he ate very nicely. He said, what? You ready? You can eat so well. You rather go and see the children now. Nothing wrong with you. So this is how it is. So khayal, this khayal. This khayal is a very bad thing. Don't sit down with this thing. Let me tell you, you can make you a zombie also. When a person will figure khayal, when a doctor, when a doctor say, you know, you got heart. You got this thing, a khalas. My husband does not, well, the khayal that doctors have to say, but my husband says, you must not tell a patient you got cancer too. The moment you tell a patient cancer, which was zindagi chali gayi, it's kharaab. In the end, you can't make no cancer at all, but it's zindagi kharaab. So how important is this khiyalat? This is khiyalat. Do not put your mind toward this thing. This mind is in this part. Like one person, you got a habit of going to toilet, carry on washing, carry on washing, carry on washing, carry on washing. Jamaat finish, now he's still washing. That is khiyal by hand not clean. This khiyal in my nose not washed properly. This khiyal by hand not washed my face properly. So when a person is gone to the toilet, he didn't wash properly, he misses jamaat, everything. So many people who come to the masjid, see that they're still making wuzu, the water is not finishing too. He completely wuzu too, but he's... And good people who are supposed to be called, so-called pious, they are doing those things. They haven't washed the face properly. Or they know everything. They don't have 10 wash. No, it is not clean. No, it is not clean. Like one lady when she to go bath, it takes 2 hours, 3 hours for the time. You know, any drop fall into her? Wasabis. How they go to the toilet, they think, hey, I didn't wash properly, I didn't wash properly, I didn't wash properly. Jamaat goes, everything goes. I was shocked in one person, Madina Sharif, he was at Jamaat, khutbah and carry on, he's still in the toilet, matter. Juma. Wasabi is a very dangerous thing. It's a very dangerous. You must wash 2 feet and khalas. Wajah sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, had a little problem with this, you know, Kishab. Go in the toilet, hey, not clean, not clean. I said, tell me one shot, only one shot means not hiding. Tell me one thing, what is this? Like a cat, he says. I said, tell me. You close the tap khalas. After it closed. That you just carry that and leave it in khalas. We must do what we can do. Not more than that. But now every time there's water, there's more lower water leaks there. We think you want for it. We start coming, all the water is leaking there. So many times you put in water, what's happening to you? You're wetting more and more. So when you wake up, there's a drop there. What drop? The water drop there. Uska kya ilaaj hai? Very dangerous. A person got that kind of sickness, very dangerous. That's why if I gave it to me, mazoom. Kya mazoom hai? No mazoom at all. He's dead that his head is mazoom. I can't perform namaz now, you know, mazoom. All that take it out of your head. Alhamdulillah, in our madrasa overseas, never had that problem, eh? No mazoom and all that. Allah. اچھا مومن ہے کہ ایسے خیالات وسوسے شیطان کی جانب سے آتے رہتے ہیں لیکن وہ کوئی پرواہ نہیں کرتے. This is what you suppose to be. How they say, اچھا آدمی, a very good person, that is, all kind of thoughts are coming in, it's coming from شیطان, I'm not being happy. I'm not being happy. So in other words, you have this in your mind that that thought is coming not from anyone else besides شیطان. شیطان wants you not to be happy. Now when you try to keep Shaitan happy by you doing that thing, Shaitan is very happy. He comes to the Jamaat of Khalidhi. Shaitan wants to not in Jamaat. Shaitan knows that this person is always from the mosque. But let me do something that lowers Sawab. So in making wuzu all the time, then you keeping Shaitan happy, instead of that, you know, at least wash man khalas. At least wash man 3 times, he wash khalas. I'm going to Shaitan, you know, wash. The one, the hand is not washed properly. Let it be. Mawlana Yaqub Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali, very great Buzhu. Ustad Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Thani had so much love for him. You know, he first went to read Namaz. He said, hey, I didn't make masah. 1, 2, 10, what is this? Didn't make masah. Then he came to read Namaz, didn't make masah. Okay, no mind. I didn't never without that. He made masah, but didn't make masah. 2, 3 times did that, he was gone after that. He just took it out. So we must not put this kind of thing on mind. He said, there were no made wuzu. You made wuzu, but didn't make wuzu properly. 1, 2 times, okay. All the time, but no, wuzu is correct. Alhamdulillah. That is what you call the shaitan. He says, okay, wasabi shaitan ki jane se aate rehte hai. You must remember, shaitan only comes to those people who take the route of Allah Ta'ala. Those people who are outside, everywhere else, Shaitan is here, my chela hai. I don't have to worry about them. I'm worried about these people, how to make them, make it difficult for them, God. Lekin wo koi parwa nahi karta. Na qida ke ahtibar se kuch kamzori hai, na amaz. In other words, when Shaitan comes to you and he shows no importance to you, that means your aqida is strong. Because your action too, you know, not concerned when you carry on doing it. You make it. They know that kaisa pakka mumin hai wo. That's how you pakka mumin, but pakka mumin. It must not be that you must become weak. Today we have become weak. Anyone tell you something was cut up? You become strong. Wasabi said, bilkul dur Hazur Pakka, jab baad sahaba ne wasabi ka khayal aaya. The sahaba also said the same. They go, you know what, wasabi, they should come. Allahu Akbar. They were given glad tidings that they are jannatis. With all that they were given this thing here, that the Sahabis were told, you know what? We, what kind of thoughts are coming to us? We must burn ourselves. We must burn ourselves. Even complete Nabi Karim. Nabi Karim says that, you feel happy about it? He said, no, you don't feel happy about it. He's the son of Iman. The son of? So when Wasabis come and you don't worry about it, you carry on, the son of Iman. Sign of Iman. Wasabis must come, but don't say any importance. This could fall on. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that we have this, you know what, first of all I mentioned about your desire. Secondly, this khayalat that comes, that Wasabis coming to us. Try not to pay attention to it. Take no importance at all. Show no importance. And gradually you see, inshallah, it becomes so strong that you will not be a part of the Wasabis at all. اللہ تعالیٰ عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے. ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنة وفی الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.